For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team swept on the road last weekend at St. Cloud State. Joined by head coach Mike Boshi. Congrats on the two wins, coach.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it. It was a good, fun weekend.
How nice was it to get rewarded finally for doing what you guys do and for the process and for everything that goes into getting ready for a weekend?
Well, it's, like we've talked a little bit about last week, we're a work in progress, and our guys kept on fighting, working hard. Like you mentioned, sticking to the process of what we need to do to be successful. And Friday night we played well, but if they went to the game, they could still play better. And they did on Saturday. They played took it to another level on Saturday night, and it was fun to see. Obviously, Nick Wagner making shots really helps, but everybody was involved, and they did their roles extremely well. It was a good team atmosphere that we had, and it was fun to win.
If you look at the box score and find somebody other than Derek Thompson leading you in scoring, and oh, by the way, they're in double digits, do you feel pretty good about winning that game?
I do. Derek's been pretty consistent. He's kind of our rock, I guess, so to speak. He's got to be the guy that leads and shows that. That he cares and it matters. And he was really engaged this weekend. I think he had a lot of family back home in St. Cloud, and he was ready to go. But, Nick Wagner going off for 30 was huge for us. He struggled on Friday night. He might have been like 2-9 from the floor, but he played extremely well on Saturday, and it gave us a huge boost.
Can you just talk about that mentality of a shooter? I was never a good shooter at all. But a guy that maybe struggles that first night, maybe that first shot doesn't fall, so you take that second one and it doesn't fall, and just the mentality of keep coming back up there and taking that shot when it's open.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's you can't get in your own way, and that's the key, I think, to being a good shooter. You first of all have to, like we talked again about, being great in your process. You have to be consistent in your work. You can't have a bad game and then go, okay, I got to get a lot of shots up tonight or tomorrow. That's not how it works. It's consistently throughout the year, throughout the season, you have a plan to be a good shooter, and you stick to that plan. And that's what gives you that confidence so that you don't get in your own way. And, Nick certainly puts in the time and the effort, and, hopefully he continues on this little streak that he had Saturday.
Friday night, you shot 50%, your second highest shooting night of the year. You make 8 three-pointers. You shoot 22 free throws. You make 20 of them. You held St. Cloud to 46% shooting. You won the rebound margin, and you outscored them 12-4 on second-chance points. Which one of those stats specifically led you to a win?
I like all of them. The ones that we've been talking a lot about are the second-chance points. And they're backbreakers. And I think on Saturday, Cody might have had 6 or 7 offensive rebounds alone. And those are huge. The other ones that we talk quite a bit about, which isn't directly into shooting percentage, is the turnovers. But it takes away shots from you. And when you take away shots from you, it really, really hurts your chances of winning. And usually it gives the other team some easy opportunities because you're turning over with the ability or not having any ability to really – defend them in those turnovers a lot of the time, and that might even hurt worse. So those two are the ones that we've really, really been focusing on, and we were really good. Saturday, our point guards had 14 assists to 1 turnover, and I think Cody, like I said, had 6 or 7 offensive rebounds by himself. So we really took care of those two categories.
More with Coach Boshi when we return. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network.